Hey, don't forget to check out our great sponsors at soscustomtees.com. It's the only place to get official merchandise of the Double Dropkick Show. That's right, soscustomtees.com. Hey everybody, it's Heath Mulliken, and welcome to this week's edition of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Lots to get to this week. First off, hey, make sure you head over on Facebook to SOS Custom Tees. Make sure you like their Facebook page, because at the end of the month, January 31st, they're going to be doing a contest. They're going to be giving away, not sure what it is yet, hearing rumors about a great piece of memorabilia they're going to be giving away, not just in January, every month of the year. SOS Custom Tees is going to be giving away a prize to everybody that's liked their Facebook page. So you go over there right now, like the page once, and you're good for the whole year. Like you're in 12 contests, so it's pretty cool. So let's get right to the results. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Chris Knighton of the Blind Tag Podcast. You can check him out on Facebook. He was kind enough to post the results from APW in Chester. I was unable to attend on Friday night. So, as most of you know, it was addressed, the injury to TJ Boss. As of right now, TJ Boss is still the APW Heavyweight Champion. No decision has been made regarding the status of that title. Still waiting to hear back the status of TJ Boss's injury. But Zuka King came out and basically laid the law down that TJ Boss was still the champion. He was challenged to a match by James Johnson coming in from Palmetto Championship Wrestling. And Zuka King picked up the win there. It was advertised going into this show that Mr. Sleaze was going to get a title shot at the Carolinas Championship from champion Billy Brash. However, Ethan Case came out and said Mr. Sleaze would have to go through him later in the show, and so that set up Ethan Case versus Mr. Sleaze. You had a one-on-one matchup, very interesting. Bryce Anthony, conspicuous by his absence. You had Boomer Payne taking on Mason Moore. Mason Moore making his debut here in APW in Chester. Has wrestled for APW in Boiling Springs. And Boomer Payne, the wily 20-plus year veteran, able to get the win over Mason Moore. They also had a four-way match. You had Elijah Proctor, Rob Killjoy, Brady Collins, and Ian Maxwell in a four-way match that Chris called Match of the Night in his report. And Rob Killjoy got the win in that match. Again, I mean, his experience, a lot of young guys in there, and Rob had the experience to get the win. Another man you want to talk about, contrast in style, Shay McGrady taking on the big cat, Deion Johnson, and Shay McGrady picked up the win there. Then you had Ethan Case, again, taking on Mr. Sleaze. Mr. Sleaze was able to pick up the victory over Ethan Case, got his title shot with Billy Brash. But Billy Brash, proven to be too much, retaining that Carolinas championship. And Billy Brash, we're getting ready. You know, we're waiting probably till the middle of February, end of February, once we get some more South Carolina shows under our belt, we're going to be debuting the South Carolina leaderboard. Keeping track, you know, I think in wrestling, wins and losses should matter. And right now, Billy Brash sits atop that leaderboard at 2-0. So a little bit of a spoiler alert there. Billy Brash, 2-0 this year. And again, big crowd, over 100 folks there. At the APW Arena, and they're going to be running. Normally, they run every 2 weeks. They will begin the every 2 week schedule next week, so check them out this Friday there in Chester. I was down Saturday night. I was down in East Denali, Georgia, for SWA Reloaded. You can check them out on Facebook at SWA Wrestling, their website, SouthernWrestlingAssociation.com. Again, we're the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. I cover one promotion from Georgia and one promotion from North Carolina. Hey, when you start a podcast, you can cover the companies you want to cover. Down there, just helping with some commentary and some promotional stuff. So, SW Reloaded, one of their big cards of the year. They run every 2 weeks down there in East Denali in the SWA Arena. Saturday night, they were focusing on a tag team tournament. And first match of the night, they had a battle royal. And then announced, apparently the wrestlers didn't know, we knew on commentary, the last two men standing in that battle royal were put together for the tag team tournament. Last two men standing happened to be War Machine John Hogan and Jimmy Lee. If you're not familiar with SWA, two men that do not like each other. Jimmy Lee, who is backed by Commissioner Pete Zimmerman, John Hogan, backed by David Garrison. That feud has been going on for months since David Garrison joined John Hogan in SWA, but they were placed into the tag team tournament. Then you had the New Blood title was on the line. No disqualification match. You had Drox defeating Cyrus. However, Cyrus quickly recovered. Following this match, busted open, bleeding everywhere. The lights went out, and Cyrus had been, we had been hearing this voice in the arena, didn't know what was happening. And right there, the lights came up, and someone was in the middle of the ring wearing Cyrus's mask. Cyrus was elated to meet this person, unmasked him, and it was a returning Don E, who we have not seen in SWA since his devastating match with Adam Mabry back in October. And just like that, Don E and Cyrus put in the tag team tournament. So just crazy stuff. So next you had a match. We talked about it, Dylan Gage and I, in our preview of the show. You had the Rednecks of Billy Starr and Tom Sawyer taking on the Bloodline, Lane Cross, and Bad Jack Owens. This is a blood feud, fire involved the last couple of months. Rednecks were able to get the pinfall over the Bloodline following the match. Billy Starr trying to get some measured revenge on Lane Cross. Got the chair. They put Lane Cross's arm in the chair and injured Lane Cross's arm. Possibly, you know, breaking his collarbone. I'm not sure. I know he was in a sling the rest of the night before he could go to the hospital. But following that attack, Adam Mabry. So, again, maybe you're not familiar with SWA. Here's the current situation. You got Reverend Pete Zimmerman. He owns 49% of the company. He's a commissioner. You have Adam Mabry, who just came back in. He owns 49% of the company. Then the Bloodline. Lane Cross owns 1%. Bad Jack owns 1%. Adam Mabry came out, used his 49%, and disqualified the Rednecks from the tag team title tournament. So right off the bat, the tag team tournament, absolutely nuts. Next, we had the tag team champions, the Book Club, James Boulevard and the Coyote, Tim Miller, taking on the Best Friends Club. And one of the stipulations in this tournament is if the Book Club lost a match during the tournament, they lost the tag team titles. So the titles were on the line in this particular match. Fortunately for the Book Club, they were able to pick up the victory and move on in the tournament. Then you had Donnie and Cyrus, this team that's just kind of been thrown together. These two men that are nuts. Taking on Jimmy Lee and John Hogan. So you got two teams, four men that have never teamed together. And Jimmy Lee and John Hogan could not keep it together. Their hatred for each other got the most of them as John Hogan just walked out and deserted Jimmy Lee. And that put Don E and Cyrus in the finals of the tag team tournament against the Book Club. You had Kit Bryson and Marcus Adams, 20-minute Ironman match. They had gone to a time limit draw just a few weeks before, and it was Kit Bryson right in the closing moments, getting another fall. He won this Ironman match 2-1. And one of the good things about this show, you had a no DQ match, you had a tag team tournament, you had a battle royal, and this was just a wrestling match. So you had a little bit of everything down there in East Denali, Georgia, and the crowd was thoroughly entertained. Hardly any room left, well over 100, 125, upwards of that, maybe even more. From my vantage point, couldn't really get a good count, but it was a packed house. And people were lining up an hour before the doors opened, so they actually opened the doors up a little earlier. In the finals, the finals of the tag team tournament, the champions, the book club, taking on Donnie and Cyrus, when all of a sudden the lights went out and CTMD made their return to SWA, accompanied by Damon Studd and Jonathan Feltner. They attacked James Boulevard and Tim Miller, and we didn't know what the decision was. The match was thrown out, but officially, Book Club win the tournament by disqualification, and obviously retain the tag team titles as a result of that. But CTMD back in SWA after being gone for four or five months. So they're back, and it'll be interesting to see what role they play. And obviously they've targeted the tag team champions. The main event, Saturday night, Hardcore Rules. The champion, Scott Mason, taking on the Peruvian pit bull, Xander Ramon. This match went everywhere. Scott Mason busted open early in this match. And this match, back and forth, back and forth. Xander Ramon finally gets a pinfall. However, rookie mistake by this young wrestler, as he had just performed his pit stop finisher on Scott Mason. Scott Mason landed on a chair. So when he made the pinfall, Scott Mason's shoulders were on the chair. However, senior official Brandon Todd's right there, made the three count, awarded the match, awarded the title to Xander Ramon, at which Adam Mabry came out, pointed out, hey, his shoulders were not on the mat. Brandon Todd, you've made a mistake. He restarted the match, and immediately, Scott Mason got the roll up on Xander Ramon to retain the title. So, videos of that, and you can go to SouthernWrestlingAssociation.com. Their post-show podcast is going to be loaded with lots of comments and interviews with the participants. SWA returns to East Denali. They run the second and fourth Saturdays of every month down there at 244 Livestock Road in East Denali, Georgia. And then the months that have a fifth Saturday, they run the fifth Saturday. So that's every second and fourth Saturday of the month. Finally, man, the show, huge show. If you're giving out, an award for show of the weekend, I don't know how you don't give it to Bunkhouse Brawl presented by EWF. Forest City, North Carolina, standing room only, literally. Every chair in the building sold out. Standing room only, 250 plus are the reports that I am getting from multiple sources. Huge card. Opening match, you had Ace Armstrong defeating Kevin Phoenix in Ace Armstrong's debut for EWF. You had Chris Hamrick and Eric Anton successfully defending the EWF Tag Team titles over the Fallen Angels. You had Cruiser Lewis making a successful defense of the EWF Heavyweight title against Mason Moore, and in the match everybody was in town for. Okay, now I know this time of year everybody's doing some sort of Royal Rumble match, but there was only one company that added a twist. It was not only Royal Rumble rules, it was Bunkhouse Stampede rules. Come as you are, anything goes. 20 plus men in this match. Everybody, every wrestler in the building was involved in this match. Lots of highlights. Final four came down. Deion Johnson, Austin Jordan, Boomer Payne, and BB Naturally. At some point in this match, Austin Jordan literally lost his smile, got his teeth knocked out. If you go on Facebook, you can find Austin Jordan on Facebook. He's posted some pictures and reminiscent of Cesaro in WWE last year. But this match went everywhere. A lot of craziness, a lot of brutality. Came down in the end. BB Naturally and Boomer Payne, a veteran. Boomer Payne, the veteran. BB Naturally, new to the sport. And it was BB Naturally with what I will call the upset of 2018 so far. And by virtue of his victory, BB Naturally's got an EWF title shot that he can use anytime this year. I was able to catch up with Boomer Payne and reach him by telephone earlier this morning. So here's Boomer Payne and my conversation with him and his thoughts on the Bunkhouse Brawl. Well, I'm on the phone now with Boomer Payne and just wanted to get your reaction to your second place finish there up in the Bunkhouse Brawl.
Second place finish, my foot. I am the uncrowned 2018 Bunkhouse Brawl champion. Well, highway robbery.
Well, some fans would say you shouldn't even have been in it that long, as the rumor is that you were actually eliminated and only put back in the match by referee Tyler Storm.
Look, if a referee is on the floor and he's making a judgment call and he did not say that I was eliminated, then how can anybody else say that I was eliminated?
Well, Tyler Storm has proven himself to be not the most, not a man of integrity by any means, but any words for BB Naturally moving forward?
Look, take nothing away from BB Naturally. I made a mistake, and that mistake was I beat him within an inch of his life, and the mistake was I didn't beat that last inch out of him.
Well, there you heard it, fans. Boomer Payne not happy with the results of the Bunkhouse Brawl. And if I were BB Naturally, I would enter the building with my head on a swivel, because Boomer Payne is out for blood. So it was a great weekend. Great weekend of pro wrestling in the area, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. This week, don't forget, APW is going to be back in Chester. They're getting back on their every 2 week schedule. Bell time is 8:00. Lots of improvements over there at the APW Arena in Chester. You can go to doubledropkick.com, click on that events tab. You can click on the events tab and you can see all the events here in South Carolina, parts of North Carolina, and Georgia. Also, click on the results page. Let's just, you know, say you're in a hurry, you're just trying to find out who won and lost. You can go there and quickly see the results for each promotion as we go through the year. And don't forget, just started last week. As soon as you're done listening to this episode, become a patron for as low as $1. And you can find out what happened behind the scenes this weekend, including which wrestler is headed for a major push. I'll talk about some things that did not go as planned. And I'll also talk about first couple of shows here in South Carolina. There are some Carolina favorites nowhere to be seen in the month of January. I'll be talking a little bit more about that. So it's all the stuff that I don't talk about on the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Become a patron at patreon.com/doubledropkick. Again, $1 a month. And you become a member of our private Facebook group. You're going to get this audio. You're going to get access to all of our Patreon content from day one. And there's different tiers you can be a part of. You're also going to get access to Carrie's Corner, presented by Mark Whitman there in the private Facebook group. As a matter of fact, this Friday on the Double Dropkick Show, we'll be presenting one of the very first episodes of Carrie's Corner that our patrons enjoyed a while back. And that'll be coming live to you, just to give you a taste, just to give you a taste of what we do here for our patrons. So lots of great stuff happening in pro wrestling. I'm excited. Again, South 2018 is off to an amazing start. Again, we want to thank our great sponsors, SOSCustomTees.com. Make sure you go give them a like on Facebook. While you're there, might as well like the Double Dropkick Show. You can also join our Facebook group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With, 90,000 plus members. There's also some great wrestling groups covering wrestling in the Carolinas. I'll actually be talking about some of them on Behind the Scenes and talking about some of these other Carolina podcasts and just some suggestions, some critiques. But as always, for the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, I'm Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you at the matches.